Jabs for Jesus? Refusing vaccination goes against Christianity, says Archbishop. By Kurt Zindelka on December 22, 2021. The Archbishop of Canterbury has suggested that refusing to take the coronavirus vaccine goes against the Christian faith, claiming that turning down the jab violates the principle of loving thy neighbor. The Most Reverend Justin Welby, the top bishop in the Church of England, said that getting vaccinated is a moral issue which should supersede personal desires or rights. It's not about me and my rights to choose, it's about how I love my neighbor. Vaccination reduces my chances, doesn't eliminate, but it reduces my chances of getting ill, and reducing my chances of getting ill reduces my chances of infecting others, Welby told ITV News on Tuesday evening. It's very simple, so I would say yes, to love one another as Jesus said, get vaccinated, get boosted, he added. The Archbishop refused to comment on whether he believed not getting the vaccine without medical exemptions was a sin. However, he said that he agreed that it is a moral issue, saying, I'm going to step out on thin ice here and say, yes, I think it is. Now obviously there are some people who, for health reasons, can't be vaccinated, different question, well be caveated. Responding to the pronouncement, Church of England curate Jamie Franklin told Breitbart London, I think the Archbishop's comments betray a total lack of understanding of the objections to the COVID-19 vaccine, which include safety concerns, concerns about the use of aborted fetal tissue in the development of said vaccines, and concerns about the use of coercion, scapegoating and persecution of those who are deemed to be non-compliant. The Archbishop also appears completely unconcerned about the emergence of a biosecurity state in which the government has arrogated to itself the power to mandate medical treatments for its citizens, thereby fundamentally altering the nature of the relationship between the individual and the state, Franklin added. The Church of England curate, who hosts the Irreverent podcast, went on to say, many people are finding it more and more difficult to believe in the narrative peddled by the government and corporate media and are wondering what on earth is going on. The Archbishop's comment do not address any of these concerns, and his repeated use of the phrase love your neighbor is a misnomer in this context. Welby has long been a vocal supporter of the vaccination program in Britain, hailing the jab as an answer to prayer upon receiving his first dose last January. The top Anglican has come under criticism for his stance during the lockdowns, in which churches were forced to turn away parishioners, even during the sacred Easter holiday. In April of this year, Welby admitted that he should have done more to fight for the right of churches to remain open, acknowledging that he was too risk-averse. I got quite a few things wrong at the beginning. I didn't push hard enough to keep churches available for at least individual prayer in the first lockdown. We also said clergy couldn't go in, and personally I feel I made a mistake with that, he said. I can make all kinds of excuses. I still think I was too risk-averse. While the Church of England has so far come out in opposition to forcing worshippers to present vaccine passports, there has been a growing movement to implement health passes. The Church has said that vaccine passports would run contrary to the principle of the Church being a home and a refuge for all. However, Durham Cathedral has announced that proof of vaccination, recovery from the virus, or a negative test result within the previous 48 hours would be required to attend Christmas services in the 928-year-old cathedral. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.